again, finding that every single man jack of them was looking at him. He raised his mug of beer to them with a half bow.
They look no worse or better than any other men around the ville.
Don't think that, because Piriquat is the sort of a... She's got the best record any skipper from Nantucket and beyond ever got. She can catch the scent of a whale across 100 leagues of sweating ocean. Some men sails with her year in and out, taking all the goods like the jack she brings to, and the bad and all, and there's plenty of that, and some don't come back.
There's a spar breaker of a hurricane from thy flapping gob, Rodriguez.
Aye, masters, aye. Don't rock the boat is what Jedediah Hernando Rodriguez always says and always does.
You say some don't come back? Why would that be, my jovial host? Some accident of the seas?
Rodriguez?
I cannot say, lords, masters.
Despite his pretty clothes, he suddenly looked old, tired, and drab, like a guttered whore.
There's many returns and a few as doesn't. But that's the way as with many a vessel out of Claggartville when the large seas rise and the creatures rage from the sweltering deeps.
Rodriguez saw that the bowls of chowder were finished, and he made haste to clear the table himself, not bothering to call on any of his serving girls. He bustled out, reappearing almost immediately with the main course of the supper. He was still nervous and avoided eye contact with Ryan or any of the others as he laid out clean plates, hand-decorated with blue patterns of shark fins and whales' tails.
Ha-ha! Finest in the house, from before the long winters came, only for special guests. Food's coming. More ale?
Taking their lead from Ryan's shake of the head, everyone refused more of the cool beer. The chicken had been cooked in a way that Ryan had never seen before, in tender portions covered in breadcrumbs, with baked potatoes and turnips. But when Ryan poked his knife into the side of the chicken piece, hot butter laced with herbs came spurting scaldingly out.
Fire blast.
Rodriguez couldn't conceal his amusement as Ryan wiped molten grease off his hands and jerkin. Ryan readied himself to stand and reach for the landlord's throat.
Oh. You think that's radfire funny?
It's just that the dish is so well named, as thou hast found out. It is a very old recipe, masters. Very old.
Lori cut more carefully into her own portion.
What's it called?
Chicken surprise, mistress.
Once they managed to slice the pale meat apart, it was delicious, the butter delicately flavored. A second helping was offered and accepted by everyone at the table. Though Ryan began to worry if, after such a heavy supper, they would be capable of running away from sec patrols if the need arose.
I think we'll all go up to our room now, Rodriguez. Good food.
Pay your reckoning on the morrow, won't you? Won't you all?
Yeah, give us the check in the morning, and we'll make sure it's settled.
Ryan pushed back his chair, carefully watching the group from the Salvation, who sat quietly at their table near the door. Jack led the way toward the stairs.
Master!
What?
A word in thy ear.
What is it?
Only the 7-foot-tall Mescalero remained in the barroom. J.B. paused with one foot on the stairs, looking back at Ryan, who waved him on.
It's only for thee.
Donphil ducked beneath the low beams of the room.
I'll go up with the others.
No, stay. Can't be that secret that it has to be kept from the ears of a good friend. What is it?
Rodriguez seemed thrown by someone else remaining behind. Ryan saw him look again at the table of whalers, and thought he caught a slight nod from one of them. But the light from the guttering oil lamps wasn't that strong, so he couldn't be sure.
Over here.
He beckoned Ryan and Donphil to a small round table close to the piano. They both sat down, looking expectantly at Rodriguez.
Yeah?
It's that I've heard of threats made against thee and thy fellow outlanders.
Threats?
Aye. Now, rocking the boat is not the way of Jedediah Hernando Rodriguez. But I cannot stand by and watch thee.
Who made threats?
Captain Quad.
Look, I'm tired and it's late. If that's all that...
I can...
Ryan eased his chair around so that he could more comfortably keep an eye on the group, his hand falling by reflex to the butt of his pistol. But most of his concentration was occupied in planning their escape from the ville. Out the window and over the roof, cutting through the damp alleyways into the open ground to the north. Move fast and in file, parallel to the road east. Watch for the patrols of sec men, and if possible, avoid them. If not, chill them. It was vital that they get away to the island where the gateway was hidden before any pursuers got close to them. Ryan was drawn from his thoughts by something the landlord was saying.
What? I was thinking about something else. What did you say?
I said I felt a chill and was going to take a schooner of fine old port. The very best, Master Cawdor. Only a dozen bottles left now from the dead days beyond recall. Thou and thy harpooner friend will join me, I trust.
Not port wine, thanks. Too sweet, too sickly. Drink for soft women. Have you nothing sharper to offer us?
Sharper? I have... Oh, I believe I take thy meaning. Sharper for a hand with a sharp iron. Is that not the manner of it? I have some drink made in the hills close by.
In the hills? What about the hills?
A drink, Master Cawdor. Like to what is called whiskey by some. Here it is made in stills in the old family ways. We call it usquebaugh. It has the kick of a heart-struck whale.
Ryan was anxious to get upstairs and join the others. But the insistence of Rodriguez that they share a drink with him meant that a refusal could be more troublesome than acceptance.
Very well.
Donfo leaned across the table, covering his mouth with his hands. He watched Rodriguez mince away behind the bar, wringing his long, delicate fingers. The purple shirt seemed to glow in the half-light of the lamps.
Something's not right.
The group of men from the Salvation was completely silent, sitting with the air of men waiting for some great event to take place before their eyes.
What?
Landlord sweating like a hog. Man scared out of his flesh.
Why?
Can't tell. Wish Christie was here. She'd see it. I can't do that like she can.
Ryan looked at Rodriguez as the landlord came back in, carrying a metal tray with three small glasses. Two were plain, and one had a faded red flower painted on it. All three glasses were three-quarters filled with amber liquid.
Ah, the usquebaugh, my masters. The water of life is what it's called. Gives a man great strength.
Donphil took one of the two glasses, and Ryan reached for the one with the flower. But Rodriguez stayed his hand.
That's my own, if thou mindest not. My lucky glass, as it were. Drink the crystal clear spirits, and part as friends.
Ryan thought that the moonshine liquor was a way off being clear as crystal. Milky as a chem cloud, more like.
A stern wind, a short chase, a clean strike, and the tripod's brimming.
A clean shaft and a swift passing for my brother the deer.
A better tomorrow.
Ryan drained the glass of spirit. It was fiery and bitter, scorching as it scalded its way down his throat. There was also a slightly dull, unpleasant aftertaste, like the cold ashes of a dead fire.
Oh, another?
Ryan felt the liquor eventually find its way into the pit of his stomach, where it lay in a sullen, curdled pool.
No.
Can't say I care for this water of life. Hot enough, I'll give you that. But it tastes like a vulture's claws. No more for me. I'm for bed. You, Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan started to rise, but he suddenly felt sick. He blinked, putting a hand to his forehead. The light from the flickering oil lamps was dimmer than earlier in the evening, and his first thought was that the clam chowder might have gone off. Then, out of the corner of his eye, he saw that the wailing hands at the far table were all standing up, drawing cudgels and belaying pins from their belts, grinning to one another.